Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is February 11th, and this episode is a guest editorial by my good friend Mark Sechrist, and it is called Understanding and Discerning. Although he wrote this, I will be giving the podcast. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Proverbs 4:7. I have a precious friend of 40 plus years who is extremely gifted and blessed. He loves God's word and helping others understand it. He's an amazing commercial pilot, a drummer, thinker, and is extremely loyal and faithful. While discussing competence and leadership, he penned some thoughts that I wanted to share. Here is a way that sheds significant light into understanding and discerning another person. This methodology is not offensive and can be used anytime, anywhere, with anyone. Ask simple questions. Never tell a colleague that they are wrong. Ask questions that will enable them to come to the correct solution or answer. That's good coaching. Then, commend them for being wise and discerning. People are fragile and do not like to be told they are wrong, ever. Most people are unaware that your sincere, specific questions are used to guide them to the answer that they really wanted and needed had they been thinking more clearly. Here's a sample. 1. That is very interesting. What has led you to this discovery? 2. What other reasons have led you to this? 3. How would you persuade others to come to the same conclusion? 4. Are there other considerations that should be looked at? 5. Have you ever considered X, something else? 6. What's the ultimate purpose or goal that you are pursuing with? 7. What's your greatest concern, your greatest fear? 8. What's your plan B? 9. What's the best way to accomplish X and why? 10. What is the most important thing to remember? 11. What's the worst thing that could happen and how should we respond? 12. How might others perceive this and respond or react? Now think deeply about the answers to understand the person better. Is this manipulative and being disingenuous? I don't believe so. Christ often used questions to uncover root issues, so I've adopted this technique to uncover root intent and assess the character of an individual so that I can proceed with wisdom in my future communications. Lord, open our eyes that we may discover wisdom and pursue it. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.